May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for November 7th, 2020. And today I'd like to highlight some of the news of the last 2 weeks and three compendiums of videos and articles that I'll be discussing today. The first one is on how the election was hacked to elect Biden. The second one is from a few days earlier with several important videos and articles that came out around Election Day. And the third one goes into the extreme danger that the Republic is now facing with deep state subversion of freedom. So a little light and love in there, but this is pretty intense. As for the cosmic weather report, you know, before I go into this heavy stuff, this is the backstory. The sun is in Scorpio with a really nice trine to Neptune, which is the higher octave of Venus, and the moon is in Leo and square Uranus with explosive social revelations that I'll go into today. With the conjunction of Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter still in Capricorn, we are now seeing intense power trips that are playing out with information warfare between authoritarian deep state sources that would enslave the Aquarian voices of global freedom and opportunity, as will eventually liberate planet Earth from tyranny. I mean, it was back at the time of the American Revolution that we saw the same conjunction of Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter in Capricorn that eventually saw liberation of the colonies from the tyranny of the British Empire. Now it's a global affair, and the info war is really hot right now, as in today, with lamestream media reporting that Joe Biden has been elected president. As I speak, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are addressing the nation to claim they have won the election. But they've stolen it, folks, and I'm about to explain how. I published today, finished the article and videos. First was an 8-minute video published November 6th, just yesterday on InfoWars. And this was in regard to InfoWars guest and intelligence expert Steve Pezniak, who broke bombshell news during previous day's broadcast of War Room. With Owen Schroyer. This is InfoWars War Room with Owen Schroyer. Dr. Pezniak explains how President Trump set up Democrats with the largest sting operation in American history. And as the video details, legit ballots in battleground states were watermarked and electronically tagged with what's called the QFS blockchain encryption code identifiers. In other words, ballots have been traced and tracked by the Department of Homeland Security, while thousands of National Guard troops have been quietly sent into the field in a dozen states monitoring the DNC vote fraud operations. It will be interesting to see how Operation Mockingbird operatives, you know, the CIA agents scripting lamestream media, will spin these damning revelations, which are not coming out yet, but we're going to see it over this next week. Believe me, this is going to get really interesting. I mean, it's rather predictable that deep state media will first ignore this information, then deny it, and finally go flipping crazy attacking the evidence of real vote fraud as fake news of the worst Trump deranged kind. I mean, this could get messy. Perhaps it'll take national emergency powers to shut down riots, seize media control, and begin Nuremberg-like trials of deep state criminals. In the meantime, the lamestream media, you know, like National Propaganda Radio, NPR, and the Associated Propaganda, AP, is orchestrating mass hysteria based on fraudulent, quote-unquote, confirmed cases of COVID-19. And there's an article that I've got published, and this is, again, I'm from the blog I just published today, at heartcom.org, heartcom network, on heartcom.org, Heartcom Network. It's the blog I just published today. And if you're listening to this in a couple of days, hopefully a day or two, I'll get the show notes up with the podcast, and you'll be able to look at the link that I'm referring to that goes into this article by John Rappaport. The COVID delusion is finished, blown apart. And the smoking gun is a confession from the beloved expert of experts, Tony Fauci, who states that the COVID test has a fatal flaw. Well, it's not just a fatal flaw. It's completely bogus. And they've been using these PCR tests to ramp up, you know, to basically fear. And there's a method to the madness, which I'll be going into. But first, the Saturday, November 7th news flash from today, regarding the AP announcing the presidential race for Biden. There's a video I have, which is really a brilliant video, just published a couple days ago by CD Media. It goes into the mechanics behind the vote steal operation. And at 46:52 minutes, goes into a summary of the fraud that clearly stole the election for Biden. And specifically, the night of the election, you know, as in the dead of night is like 3 o'clock in the morning, five key battleground states with Democratic governors all suddenly quit counting at the same time in the dead of night and then suddenly resumed 3 hours later. Some of you may have heard about this. Trump was comfortably ahead and all five of these battleground states when they stopped counting. When counting resumed 3 hours later, enough new ballots in all five states had been suddenly found for Biden to catch up. Even more incredibly, virtually every single found ballot in every state was for Biden. Unsurprisingly, in Michigan, it's now known that the vote was a bogus file uploaded for votes. And he goes into this in this video that I have on this blog website. It's embedded right in the middle of it, and it goes into great detail on how the machines are committing electric fraud and how they can switch them all kinds of ways, how they have access to it, how our votes actually go to Barcelona, Spain, and then are processed through another country overseas, and 26 states have their election data that goes overseas on a server overseas, but in the meantime, here in the States, there's all kinds of different ways they're hacking these election results. And the video, it's long, it's technical, but at 46:53 minutes, it explains this. And it also explains how in one state, Wisconsin, had more votes than registered voters. Nationally, turnout for it was 50-60%, which is huge. But Wisconsin was more than 100% with all the votes that were added so they could steal Wisconsin. So, again, it's 56:52 minutes. He goes more into it. I would play that clip right now, but I'm not plugged in to where I can do that. So the mechanics behind the vote steal operation are detailed here. And, you know, remember that the CIA's Operation Mockingbird has increasingly infiltrated mainstream media over the last three decades. While it has morphed into an unabashed Orwellian population control messaging service for their version of, they're calling it the global reset or fourth industrial revolution or new world order, also known as the corporatocracy of collusion between big banks, big pharma, big media, and big tech manipulation for Big Brother, who wants total social credit and control, as big tech has installed and runs in China. You know, the social credit and control and how they have totalitarian population control in China. There's a link there, actually a couple links in what I just referenced, where it goes into more detail on the corporatocracy of collusion and the total social credit and control system that big tech companies in America have installed and are now running basically population control in China. I mean, is that what we want to see here. The apparent intent of the deep state is to create such mainstream fear hysteria over the COVID delusion, which, like I've been saying, publishing videos and articles that explain that this whole COVID fear-mongering is being ramped up with false PCR tests, and that article I just referenced earlier by John Rappaport that just came out November 6th yesterday, how the COVID delusion is finished, it's blown apart, it's totally exposed. Of course, the media isn't reporting it. You know, why would that be? So, again, the apparent intent of the deep state is to create this fear hysteria for the purpose that the public will clamor for Democrats who promise security with free socialist health care as progressively surrenders our freedoms for the illusion of health, you know, with mandatory vaccines and 5G disease. And again, the surveillance system that comes with the vaccines, the whole nanoparticle, it's like a nanoparticle tattoo that's going to be used with the mandatory vaccines that plugs you into a surveillance system and all kinds of nefarious follow-up, you know, connections with that. I mean, it's really that story. I've been reporting it in detail with videos and articles. So anyway, this is an action alert, folks, to basically network this news to call them patriots or cultural creatives, people that really care about what's going on in our country and are pretty wise to the situation. Cultural creators are creatives are the 1-3% on the internet whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do like 80% of the networking. So these are the ones that you want to get this information out to, you know, for the net worth of global net reality that champions what I refer to as the TLC connection for United Sovereigns of Earth. And we're talking about 5D, not 5G, but 5D full spectrum TLC with enlightened telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy through coordination of, you know, basically the first principles of cosmic law, universal law, language as a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction. You know, the Aquarian model of global community through global communications, local and global communications that involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in collective Christ-like conscience. So that's my shtick with cosmic love. That's my overview of the breaking news of the day, the bombshell election news. So basically, we're talking about major things going on behind the scenes. We're not getting it yet in the mainstream media. As Stephen Pezniak explains on the video on this at the top of this website, it's an 8-minute video, the InfoWars War Room with Owen Schroyer. You want to watch that. And again, you can watch it before today if you want to watch it even before the podcast comes out in a day or two. You can listen to Pezniak explain. Now, this is like Sun Tzu Art of War. They're getting all the information coming in from all the different sources, monitoring. So they've got the goods basically on this ripoff, in this basically major hacking of the voting machines to give a fake election win for Biden and Kamala Harris, who, as I say, are speaking right now to the nation, thanking them for the public, who is pretty much witless to what has gone on with the election being stolen. So that's The first blog I wanted to go into, I think that's the most critical information to give right up front. Back at the time of the election, here just several days ago, I did another blog with several videos that are really important. I'm going to go give an orientation to them, kind of go through the narrative I have on my blog to give a kind of an overview of critical stuff that's going on behind the scenes. And at this last election 2020 post, I emphasize how important it is to basically keep your eye on the ball, the big picture behind the scenes, as there's a big shift in frequencies and consciousness to basically a 5D, fifth dimensional Aquarian frequencies, which are challenging the 5G AI agenda. Now, this thing with 5G and AI, this is part of the really critical threat to the Republic and basically freedom and opportunity worldwide right now. And we're talking about, 5G and 5D are two forms of energy with completely different agendas. This is the big thing behind the scenes that, of course, the mainstream media never talks about: fifth dimensional Aquarian energies, consciousness shift. Anyway, they do talk about 5G, but how critical it is for developing artificial intelligence and this totalitarian surveillance system in America, like they've developed, like big tech has developed already in China. So there's several important videos in this blog that just came out. These are like must-see videos of the week. So take a break from all the election mania results on TV tonight or otherwise to watch some of these extraordinary truth-telling videos that you'll never see on lamestream TV. So again, this is stuff that's going on behind the scenes that isn't being reported, but you'll really get depressed if you listen to, the fake news of the Democrats and how they're so graciously accepting public support of them for the election, which they didn't support. I mean, if you think about it, anyone who has followed the media the last week, Trump is out there giving presentation, around the country. He's giving stump presentations to thousands of people, filling up stadiums and convention centers with thousands of people. And then Biden will be having, meetings of people that are interested in, what he has to say. And there'll be a few dozen people. And this has been going on now for weeks. And anyone that's been following, I wonder, how is it possible that Biden could win the election? Well, this is the deep state in our face, folks. So this election has been rigged. The voting has been rigged. And as explained, and this is the amazing thing, as explained by Stephen Pesniak, in the video that I just sent out today, that they've been like Sun Tzu Art of War. They have been waiting for the Democrats to see how far they're going to take this while they're documenting it, documenting the fraud, documenting the hacking, and they're going to lower the boom here sooner or later. If they don't, then something's really wrong. But I am holding out that this is what's going to happen with Steve Pesniak. And Steve Pesniak, this intelligence expert, he's the real deal. I mean, I've followed his postings over the years, and it was 4 years ago with this last presidential election. He was the one that came out in the last week speaking for the intelligence services, because he's been like a 30-year veteran at the highest levels of U.S., the white hats, the good guys. And he says there's a lot of good guys in the intelligence services, but there's also intelligence agencies that have been co-opted, not just during the Obama administration, but they're being virtually paid off with, what is it, hundreds of billions of dollars that the pay-to-play Clintons, you know, got before the election from nations all over the world, you know, basically extortion, you know, if you want to play with the Clintons, who Hillary said was going to be elected. And she said that right up to the time of the election. And people were getting the same disinformation before the election they've been getting before this election. This time, Pezniak's coming on, just like he did back then, the week before, and exposing how the election was being rigged by the Democrats. And it's the same scenario again. But this time, Trump, is, might say, his administration is installed and operational with the white hats around him, that, including Pezniak, that are exposing this stuff and getting ready to drop the hammer, so to speak. And, I mean, I want to believe that. I think flyover America, you know, between the East Coast and the West Coast, almost all the states are Republican. They've elected more Republicans to the legislature nationwide. But the presidential election, you might say, is the real prize that the deep state is wanting to get in position, just like they wanted to get Hillary in position. And it's now being they're doing a basically, you know, pride goeth before the fall. So I'm expecting to see this whole spectacle of Biden and Kamala Harris to blow up in their face within a few days, within, you know, and I don't know how it's going to happen. You know, by God's grace, it's just this has been a sting operation, like I say. Now, the largest sting operation in American history is the way Pezniak refers to it. So this is going to be interesting to see, to say the least. And I'm wanting to keep my finger on the pulse of the collective conscience, which I usually do with my blog and my radio show. I'm, you know, usually since the first of the year, been focusing on the narrative of these compendiums I've been doing, of videos and articles of the week that come out that are never reported in the mainstream media, but give us, you know, insight into what's really going on. So again, this last blog from a few days ago on the election 2020, there were several videos, and I referenced again the 5G, 5D issue, which is a huge issue. And some people say, of course, it doesn't matter whether Trump is elected or Biden is elected. The technocrats, the deep state, big tech is going to try and push through this agenda, which is basically a totalitarian surveillance system like they have in China. And remember, it was Google and a lot of these big tech companies are the ones that installed the surveillance system and the social credit system that's in China. That's what they want of America, folks. That's where they want to take it. And of course, with Biden, it's going to it would happen very quickly. There would be no resistance to it because, the Chinification of big tech has already occurred with the collusion of big tech making deals with communist China to install, the system there with the 5G and the artificial intelligence and the face recognition, the social credit system. And basically a totalitarian system that if you do not do what you're told, or if you resist the state, then you lose the ability to travel. You can't buy property. You cannot own your own life. You can't even buy food. You can't use restaurants. You can't use their credit system, their commerce system. So, I mean, it's like, we're talking about far worse than a Big Brother type Orwellian nightmare if this would happen in America. I mean, this is the big elephant in the room. This whole thing with 5G and artificial intelligence, that the mainstream media never talks about, because they've got billionaires, if not trillionaires, pushing this agenda through, and you know for their own profit and control, but selling out American freedom and opportunity, global freedom and opportunity in the meantime. So one of the videos was by Millennial Millie. Some of you have followed her. She reports with an infiltrator of Zoom groups and revealing who is fronting for the Soros funding and the Democrat dark money behind organized groups planning to siege the White House and take over major cities across the United States, including Washington, D.C., starting on election night. Well, it hasn't started, folks, and it probably won't until the election of Kamala Harris and Biden are challenged. And then we could see, you know, could see blood in the street, God forbid. But this video shows who are some of these federal employees. This video by Millennial Millie and this infiltrator in the Zoom groups, it shows who are some of the federal employees, you know, basically deep state employees who've gone off the reservation, you know, as in sedition. And who are some of these that are Marxist communist ideologues with sophisticated plans for government takeover. Many of the people she shows in these infiltrators of their Zoom groups shows that they obviously suffer from anti-government angst and are obviously operating without a full deck. I mean, some of them, it's like, you'd have to laugh if it wasn't so pathological. So that's one video that is really insightful on, you know, this plot out of hell, you might say. I mean, it's like the dark side of the deep state, you know, the extreme left and the extreme right, how they kind of work together to basically do a pinchers thing and reduce the middle class in the middle. You know, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer and the middle class is disappearing with the economy. Of course, that's the agenda of the deep state. You want to bring America down, bring the third world up, and where they meet is their new world order, you know, their global resets, their totalitarian surveillance state. That's one video to give you some insight. Another one predicts the likely outcome of the presidential election, why Trump will win, and you may not like the answer. And I think Trump will win, but you may not like the answer. And it goes into, what's the psyop? What's the psychological operation going on in the mainstream media? This it's by Dana Ashley. And those of you who followed Dana Ashley over this last year, she's kind of gone underground for a while, and she's coming out here before the election. And this video may be difficult for pure heart Christians who vibe with Christ-like Aquarian virtues, but struggle with these, with the clear signs of revelations that are in her video on the PSYOP. In other words, both sides, Democratic and Republican Party, the deep state not just infiltrated them, the deep state is manipulating key government agencies and specifically the media and, of course, Big Pharma. And Big Pharma, some people refer to their role with this whole COVID operation. And the COVID operation, like I say, is just a complete hoax, pandemic, plandemic. I've been talking about that since March and April, and I'm speaking to the choir, I'm sure, those who are listening. I don't know why anyone else would be listening unless they're already kind of familiar with what I'm talking about, because far left doesn't want to hear that there is a middle-of-the-road truth-telling that exposes both far left and far right, and how the American people and people worldwide, the mainstream masses, are caught in the middle of these power plays. This is all, again, part of the astrology, psychology, the quantum field energy that's going on, you know, with this extraordinary, intense energies in Capricorn, which is basically, you know, the energies of God power, or the misqualifications of God power, one way or the other, This is the energy of Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn in Capricorn. As I said, the same astrology psychology was going on back at the time of the American Revolution. Now it's a global affair. And this struggle includes global humanity as we awaken with Aquarian Spring, you know, like Arab Spring, but it's in Aquarius. This next 10 years, we're going to see the disintegration of the old order and integration of a holy new order, not the New World Order version of Capricorn, Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter, but an Aquarian order of freedom and love. And again, it's the integration with this new order of pure intention as focuses attention with Aquarian love retention and conscientious ascension into a fifth dimension of comprehensive whole systems integration. So we're seeing a cycle of disintegration and integration at the same time. The winds of Aquarius, there's Aquarian Spring this next 10 years. We're on the cusp of a 2,000-year cycle, the Aquarian Age of enlightenment, general enlightenment with the first principles of universal cosmic law, cosmic love. And we're at that turning point. We're at the, you know, it's like the darkest before the dawn. You know, light brings up all unlike itself. Love brings up all unlike itself. It brings up all the fear, all the dark side, deep state, fear porn, and which is the opposite of love and real community. And we're seeing all the division and divisiveness and polarization rather than the unity and diversity and the communion, unity state, you know, the high state of a fifth dimensional integration with the first principles of cosmic universal law, universal love. So we're going to be seeing, you know, over this next 10 years, a culturing of a new common sense of 5D love, universal love, and effective sensory perception, ESP. You know, I'm not saying extra sensory perception. I'm saying effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. This is 5D love. It's really a unity and diversity consciousness. It's like in the unified field. It's a unified field of conscience with a capital C, like Christ-like virtues. The second coming of Christ in the collective conscience of global humanity. This is Aquarius. This is where we're going. In the meantime, you know, hold on to your hats, folks. It's going to be a wild ride the next couple of weeks and through Thanksgiving. Hopefully by Thanksgiving this will be resolved. And so we can be grateful, you know, that all this has been exposed and transmuted. I don't know whether Trump's going to have to declare some kind of national emergency, national law. I don't know what kind of eruption in the streets is going to happen. By God's grace, there'll be some kind of a national media thing that the Trump administration exposes all of this. And I would like to think that's going to happen within the week before things get too crazy. But again, remember the big picture. Behind the scenes, no matter who's elected, it's really 5G versus 5D. You know, 5G is bad, 5D, fifth dimensional consciousness is good. And this is kind of the dynamic of this turning point in global civilization. So one of the really important videos I emphasized just a few days ago in the election 2020 posting I did is called the COVID-19 Genocide of 2020. It exposes, I mean, this is an incisive indictment against the deep state and their genocidal agenda against humanity. It's a powerful video. I highly recommend watching this. This is one of those must-watch videos. It's 21 minutes long, and it's by Claire Edwards. And there's a little bit of background on her in the video. The lady's a brilliant lady. She's done several videos this last month, and this is one of the more incisive summary videos on the whole subject of how the deep state has a genocidal agenda for humanity. I mean, we're talking about eugenics, you know, all the Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, and all these, you know, different, we're talking about, you know, trillionaires, not just the billionaires, but the trillionaires, the deep state banksters behind the scene, and how they have this agenda to bring down the population of the planet so it's easier to control by themselves. And this whole issue Claire Edwards refers to as the Great Reset. I have a video What's Her Face is actually the name of her channel, and it's a short video. It's only 3 minutes, about 4 minutes long, and she brings a sense of humor and satire to the Great Reset thing, and again, this issue, which is just basically a rebranding of the New World Order agenda. She has a way of exposing it that's very humorous, and that was just from about a week ago, that video. So these are new videos that you won't see in the mainstream media. Her video, she goes into the orchestration of humanity's demise by many different names: the Great Reset, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and the New World Order. That's her favorite, because it's just a rebranding. This Great Reset, you know, the power elite, you know, aren't going to push through their New World Order. Call it that, because that's, you know, that's been kind of exposed for what it is. But no matter the name, the goal remains. It's the complete servitude of the world's population under the pretentious guise of safety and authoritarian righteousness. I mean, the elites will stop at nothing to manipulate and change the minds of people, having them believe up is down, good is bad, left is right, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. But humanity is resilient and endures. It had to get this bad for people to wake up, wise up, and rise up. Let's hope that people are wising up to this deep state agenda, you know, these power trips of the power elite, you know, the trillionaires behind the billionaires who front for the trillionaires, and are been orchestrating this COVID insanity, you know, ramping up the numbers with fake PCR testing, which, again, the video I sent out today has a brilliant article for John Rappaport, explains how it should be over. You know, it's been exposed. Even Fauci said that it's the PCR tests are fatally flawed. The reason they're fatally flawed, because they magnify, you know, the source material in these virus samples, that's all kinds of junk. And this is why all the false positives, as many as 94% of these PCR tests are false positives. So they're ramping up the testing to ramp up the illusion of a horrible disease that anybody could get with this invisible enemy. And all the stuff with the masks, and how the masks, you know, masking and the social distancing and all. Well, again, these videos go into this. They're important videos for people to understand. If they're new to this, all they have to do is watch a few of these videos and tune into how we're being played. The population is being played, and it's so many people are under the illusion of that this disease, this COVID is real. And of course, it is real, but it has a very low morbidity. It's now proven. And children don't get it at all. They should be back in school. They hardly ever get it. And all the cases the mainstream media makes out about children getting this and dying, is that they're cherry picking, you know, very rare cases, usually with prior conditions of other health conditions, but they're making it all out that it's this COVID boogeyman. So one of these videos called Why Are They Doing This? You know, connect the dots. And that's a very good summary. It's a little bit longer. It gets into more on the nefarious global reset. You know, again, the New World Order agenda that's been rebranded as Global Reset. You can go into that. A lot of people are still wondering about the whole vaccine agenda, vaccine Operation Warp Speed. There's a very good video, again, this election 2020 compendium I did. And again, I'll have that also listed in the show notes and the podcast will be out in a day or two. But this is a very, very good video. It's on BitChute. Dr. McCullough is interviewing Whitney Webb. Whitney Webb is a brilliant researcher. I'm sure many veterans to this whole subject of what's really going on have heard Whitney Webb exposés, a little bit background of her. And basically she go on to explain how here we have the CIA and the military fast-tracking five new unproven vaccines with an agenda that dovetails with the Bill Gates eugenics agenda, plus the deep state 5G AI population control agenda. So that's pretty serious, folks. I mean, you know, and it goes into it. People that, again, have only been watching mainstream TV, if they're tuning into, you know, these videos and get a little backstory, all of a sudden they'll realize how this is a very sophisticated agenda behind the scenes that's moving very quickly with 5G AI population control. And, of course, the disease that it will cause, I mean, the whole agenda here is to make people weaker so they can't resist. And to reduce population on the way to, you know, making them so sick and tired of being sick and tired, they're too sick and tired to resist this global reset new world order agenda. So I finished up that blog on a positive note, healing thought form for the election, this was published on the full moon back on October 31st, which is only about a week ago. What is it? October? Yeah. October 31st. It's November 7th now. And, it was an unusual full blue moon on Halloween. And I thought you might appreciate a compendium with kind of a spooky mix of light and love amidst the dark, deceptive fear campaign pushing the global domination agenda, you know, the GDA that has ramped up from false flag plandemic to the extremely polarized presidential election. So this is a lot of intense stuff that's been going on. And again, it's kind of a, you know, just right before the election, we had this full moon and the astrology was really intense at that time. So I thought I'd go into a healing thought form before the election and get into kind of a positive orientation to 2020 vision, you might say, 2020 vision to conceive and believe and achieve this healing thought form for co-creating our election made sure. And that the link I gave was at heartcom.org, the 2020 TLC, and of course the whole idea of this positive vision of the Aquarian spring and where we're going is to link the light, you know, network for more light, as you might say, for network, the currency of conscience, understanding that, you know, light bearers are light sharers. You know, when you know better, you'll do better. You'll basically understand with more light what's really going on, and you can share that understanding with others. You can forward these posts. You can link the light. And that's really important this time. Now, I gave a video at the end, and I like to do this. And some of these blogs that get into some really heavy stuff and heavy videos, I like to finish up with some light and love. And I did with this last blog about a week ago. And this was, I referred to it as a spiritual news break, because the same day I published the blog, I published this video, and this is a powerful, inspirational video from the Ascended Master, Godfrey. It was just recorded that morning, and it really gets intense. I mean, if you if you could imagine what it would be like, and this is the example here of basically a cosmic being, a host of heaven, in this case, Godfrey, who is in the incarnation of George Washington. Just imagine what that would sound like, and then listen to this video. And the video is called Fire from Heaven, and it gets fiery. He unleashes, Godfrey unleashes the fire of divine justice. So on the USA 2020 election day, the Ascended Master Godfrey delivers an action of divine justice and judgment to America and the world. And this is a cosmic reckoning, a dividing of the way. He says, stand for freedom, truth, divine justice, and God love, or suffer the consequences as your nation is altered in ways you do not want to see. So Godfrey speaks about the founding of the United States of America and the importance of our role in the divine destiny of America. How we must wake up and be aware of what is being planned around the world that is not being reported in the mainstream media and is not in our best interest. Godfrey says that on this day, when people are voting in the USA, that voting is the right of every citizen and must be protected from the influence of the false media and from the hackers, you know, that are manipulating the election results. He warns that citizens' liberties are being, I mean, he doesn't go into the hacker thing. He just says the influence of the false media, which is reporting these hacked voting results. So Godfrey warns that citizens' liberties are being stripped away by unjust laws as well as by the influence and interference of foreign nations, especially communist China. Godfrey urges us to become aware of these issues and the extreme nature of these threats, such as 5G and artificial intelligence. He references that specifically. He also adjures us to speak out on behalf of freedom in the USA and across the world, and that we must be committed to the light, to truth, and to God, and we must act and vote righteously. So again, if you want to imagine what it would be like if the hosts of heaven were stepping through the veil, you know, even the soul of George Washington stepping through the veil and speaking through a messenger, in this case, David Christopher Lewis, who I have a strong testimonial for. I have had him in my show over the years. I've been tracking what he's doing, the history of his organization, and the thousands of these dictations, he calls them heart streams, that have come through him, how he gets himself out of the way, and basically the brilliance of these, the light that comes through, he's not making it up. He's not reading something. This is the real deal. So highly recommend that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's no human solutions to human problems. Human solutions just compound human problems. There's only spiritual solutions to human problems. So this is the way I like to finish up most of my blogs, my posts. I didn't in the one today, but I wanted to reference it from about a week ago when I did the election compendium. So with that, I want to go into some positive things that I reported this last couple weeks. One of them is the Aquarian Solutions that are coming with Thrive 2. If you haven't seen the official trailer of Thrive 2, you know, this is what it takes. The new Thrive 2 movies at thriveon.com. It premiered a month ago in like 15 languages. They have a freedom portal with people joining from 122 countries. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Aquarian Master Saint Germain is sponsoring or overshadowing this interactive process for arriving at global solutions. We're talking about free energy technology, energy healing technologies. They have a Thrive Solutions portal that is about to go live in 40 languages. And the details of that and the October 17th video that I provided on the website. I did this back on October 24th on the 2020 election vision, 2020 vision of our election made sure. I referenced that earlier. And so you've got that Thrive Vision update. I mean, this is like a really brilliant orientation to solutions and how it can be arrived at through an interactive process. All our social, political, and economic problems are at heart a communications problem, and they provided communication solutions and interactive solutions, like I was saying, that's going live in 40 languages. And this is a very positive vision of where it's going. That compendium also gets into the COVID cult and how it's being exposed. And I've had a lot of videos and articles the last several months on all that whole illusion with the COVID illusion, with the COVID pandemic. So I thought I'd finish up on this positive note. I had articles here from a couple weeks ago on exposing the Great Reset, they're calling it, and how humanity is in extreme and imminent danger with this New World Order agenda with that combines the COVID-19, artificial intelligence, 5G, money, and politics, involves food, eugenics, and vaccine and totalitarian control. So this is a critical issue. There's article links they provide, like from Chuck Baldwin, that America's problems are not political, they're really spiritual. He goes into the politics and economics of big money for control and how we must be aware of the political Zionism agenda, how that's behind the scenes. And there's an article, proof that the pandemic was planned with a purpose. Good expose article back on October 31st. And I go in some positive orientations then on the Aquarian understanding how the family of mankind is now connecting in a global village of instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities. What this will look like in Aquarius as a unity state, a universal solidarity of by and for all of us as united sovereigns, the TLC, connected netizens of Earth. And, you know, it's basically keep the faith. Fearless faith neutralizes faithless fear. Fear, F-E-A-R, is false evidence appearing real. And universal cosmic love is a fearless, heart-centric intelligence that neutralizes S-I-N, stuck in negativity. A lot of people are stuck in negativity. So claim the victory, keep the faith, the TLC high state, see the good, you know, love wins, make it so. Full spectrum, 5D TLC with pure geometry thought forms, the love model, for effective sense perception, with enlightened telecommunion, telecom, telecommunity, telecontents, telecare, and telecommerce, for basically Aquarian vision, virtue, and valor for the victory of Aquarius. So more videos from the Heart Center on empowering and enlightening and inspiring us, and videos from beloved Hilarion as he releases unguents of great God, truth, and sacred fire. Some more sacred fire and videos in that 2020 TLC compendium. So thanks for listening, everyone. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.